This is CPR News. The U.S. Air Force Academy welcomes its new class this week. CPR's Dan Boyce went to Initiation Day. It was different this year.
Initiation Day starts off basic training for the new cadets, with upperclassmen in formal uniforms temporarily playing the role of drill sergeants.
Tuck in your shirt! Tuck in your shirt!
Yelling at a group of freshmen as they pile out of a bus, pointing them over to sets of blue footprints painted 6 feet apart on white asphalt.
They're inducing a little bit of stress. They're trying to get these basics to react without hesitation. They're trying to get them to follow instructions during a chaotic fog of war, if you will.
That's military training instructor Master Sergeant Michael Walsh. He's standing off to the side as Senior Cadet Teresa Kozak gives the introductory pep talk.
When you put on this uniform, you will represent everything our nation stands for.
The freshmen remain nervously at attention on the painted footprints, mostly wearing gym clothes from home and an Academy-issued black face mask. That's not the only change this year. Normally, there's a ceremony at the school's Doolittle Hall where parents get to say their goodbyes, but freshman Eric Pfaffenbickler says his parents aren't allowed to even get out of their car to give him a last hug.
They're dropping me off completely, so they're not even able to come into the college.
Bye, Dad.
After the drop-off, cadets are handed that black face mask and marched up to the football team's indoor practice field. They're sent to one of a set of widely spaced tables for medical checks and paperwork, then to the buses, then to the footprints and the shouting upperclassmen.
Stop wasting my time!
Pfaffenbickler was careful to memorize the 7 responses he's allowed to give them.
Yes, sir. No, sir. No excuse, sir. Sir, may I make a statement? Sir, may I ask a question? Sir, I do not understand. Sir, I do not know.
Let's move!
After the haranguing, the new cadets are sent running up the so-called core values ramp to the center of campus, under the words, integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. 6 weeks of military training await them, all of that also with adjustments for the pandemic. Afterward, they begin their 4-year education to be officers in the Air Force or the newly formed U.S. Space Force. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs, the home of the Air Force Academy, could see severe thunderstorms this afternoon. There's a chance for rain around Denver, too. This is CPR News.